You're listening to a message from the audio library of the Oak Park Church, 1920 Chester Boulevard in Richmond, Indiana. Phone number, area code 765-962-3693. Now here's today's message.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a refreshing presence of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you would stand with me for the reading of the Word, turn with me to the book of Matthew 14 and 19. Matthew 14 and 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 19 of Matthew 14. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed it and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remain 12 baskets full. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. The Bible says, and they did all eat. They didn't just snack. They didn't just have finger food, but they were filled. The Bible says. And my message tonight, hopefully I can give it to you as it was given to me, is simply entitled, Blessed to be Broken. Blessed to be Broken. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch us tonight. There is a solemn move of your Spirit in this place. It's a deep move. Help us to respond appropriately. Help us, Lord, to give you everything in our lives. Help me, Lord, to give you the message that you have given me. That I would give it in love. That I would give it with power. Oh, anoint everything that is said tonight. But most of all, anoint our hearts to receive. Anoint our minds to respond. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Could you just put down your Bible and let's lift our hands one more time. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, let's just have a little time of worship before we go to the Word. I just feel His presence so deep. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Consume me, Lord, with the fire of your Spirit. Consume me, Lord. Oh, make me more like you. Yes, break me, Lord. And bless the broken pieces of my life. I wanna be used, Lord, by you. Well, consume me, Lord, oh, with the fire of your Spirit. Yes. Will I want to be
broken pieces of my life. I want to be used, Lord, by you.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's clap our hands up to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The scripture again. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Blessed to be broken. Jesus, of course, is our ultimate example. In everything that we do, he is our example. He is the pattern after which we strive to attain. We are reaching after his life. We are reaching after his example today. And Jesus, he was the blessed and the blesser at the same time. He was the judge and the defense at the same time. He was the holy God and the sacrificial lamb at the same time. He was truly blessed. Matthew 28:17 says that when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He was blessed. The powerful life of Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. What a powerful testimony. And he walked upon this earth for 33.5 years. And among that time, he would preach and he would teach and he would do miracles. He did great things among the people of that day. He gave them miracles, signs, and wonders. He gave them the wisdom of his teaching. He gave them great revelation with his sermons. He gave them the blessing. The blessing drew the crowd. It excited the people. It irritated the enemy. That's what he did while he was on this earth. He gave them great blessings. In fact, the multitudes were so great they would gather unto him just to hear him speak. He would have to run away. He would have to get away just to rest because the crowds just thronged him. Why? Because they were after the blessings. They were after everything that he could give them. They were after the miracles. They were after the signs. They were after the wonders. They were seeking what he could do for them. And so on this earth, he was a great blessing. And they sought after that. But however, even though that he was a great blessing, there was no sins atoned on the hillside. There were no sins atoned in the streets. There was no sins even atoned along the seashore because the blessing could not do it. The loaves and the fishes could not save them. The teaching could not save them. But he had to die. He had to be broken. He had to give everything there was to give so that he could be what he needed to be. And that was the sacrificial lamb of God. He had to go all the way. There was great blessing. And it was wonderful to behold. And I'm sure it was great to hear. And I'm sure it was wonderful to partake of the bread and the fishes. And I'm sure it was great to partake of all of these things that he did. Oh, but there was a power. The power was not in the blessing. The power was in the breaking. The power was in the breaking. In Matthew 26:26, he alludes to this as he sits down with his disciples and he begins to eat. And he said, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it. And gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But wait a minute, Jesus. How can we take your body? How can we take your blood? Because you are still here with us. We're still receiving the blessing of your presence. We're still receiving the blessing of your teaching. We're still receiving the blessing of your touch. Oh, but it had to go beyond that. And he was alluding to it. He was showing them in a symbolic surrender that he was going all the way, and this would be his body, and this would be his blood. And it would take more than just the blessing for them to be saved. It would take more than just the blessing for the people of this world to be filled and be touched and to be changed. It takes more than just the blessing. So there was a symbolic surrender in Matthew 26:26, and we call it communion today. And then in Luke 22:40, there is a spiritual surrender. Luke 22:40 says, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. It was a spiritual surrender there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, he had a prayer meeting. And yes, what he did that day is that he went beyond the blessings. He went beyond the sermons. He went beyond the miracles. And he said, not my will, but thine be done. And on his knees in the garden that day, he was crucified for our sins. Not figuratively, not physically, but just a symbolic surrender. Spiritually surrendered to us his whole life, his blood, his body to be broken. He could have changed the course of history. He could have changed the course of his own life. But he surrendered because he realized that the power was not in the blessing, but the power was in the breaking. Hallelujah. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land under the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the Bible says, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. From top to bottom. So what did this mean? This was the fruition of his promise. This was he paying the price, the atonement for our sins. For before this moment, the veil was between man and the presence of the Lord. No one could enter in except for the priest, one time a year to sprinkle blood on the mercy seat. Oh, but now, because he was willing to go all the way, because he was willing not only to be blessed, but to be broken, he paid the price that we may come into his presence tonight, that we may feel his power, that we may feel his anointing. John 12:32 says, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. That's not talking about worship tonight, and we use it that way, and that's okay. I believe if we worship him and we lift him up with our worship and praise, it will draw people to him. But what he was saying, if I'm put on that cross and I am lifted up between heaven and earth, then my sacrifice, my breaking will draw men to me. Because that's where the atonement takes place. It's not in the blessing, but it's in the breaking. The cross, the breaking. God reveals his heart through all of this. Today we read the story of the loaves and the fishes. And God reveals his heart in all of that. What does it show us? This story tells me that He cannot sit still. He cannot sit idly by when people are hungry and hurting. He cannot look at a world going to hell and say, hey, just let them go. Hey, just let them go about their way. But He is moved. The Bible says He was moved with compassion. He tells me another thing, that the blessing was not enough. It was not enough for Him just to bless the bread. It was not enough for Him just to pray a little prayer. Lay me down to sleep. Oh Lord, bless this food. No, it was more than that. There was a breaking that had to take place for everyone to be filled. Stay with me tonight. It tells us that God is willing to go all the way for us. He's willing to go all the way. With the loaves and the fishes, Jesus had gotten through teaching them. He had healed them. He had ministered to them. And they had gathered there 5,000 with the men. And no telling how many with the women and children were there that day. And they were hungry. They were needing something more than what they had already received. Oh, they enjoyed the sermon. They had enjoyed the teaching. They had enjoyed the miracles. They were excited about what Jesus had already done. But there was something within them that said, oh, I need more than just a blessing. I need more than was already given to me. And I'm hungry. I had a need. And we are living in a world today that they've heard the sermons, they have seen the blessings, they have received the prosperity doctrine as much as they can have, but oh, now they are hungry for something more. They're hungry for something more than just a blessing. And I dare say that there are some in this house tonight that you are hungry for more than just a blessing. Because you realize, whether you do cognitively or not, you realize in your spirit that there is more than just the blessing. I can't live off the miracles. I can't live off the songs. I can't live off the worship. Oh, but I'm hungry for something that really changes me. The disciples advised Jesus, send them away. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough money to buy any. Just send them away. And Jesus' answer that day was, what do you have? What do you have? And of course, we know the story. They found the little boy's lunch. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Just 5 loaves and 2 fish for 5,000, probably 20,000, including women and children. And He set them down, the Bible says. He set them down because they were hungry. And He was moved with compassion. And the Bible says that He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And He blessed it. And then He broke it. And then He gave it to His disciples. And they delivered it to the people. And today we know who Jesus is. And also, we know who the disciples are. The disciples are sitting right here. It's not the ministry. We're part of it, but it's the church. And it takes more than a blessing. For so long, the church has been satisfied to deliver the blessing. Oh, I bless you. Let me give you some clothes. Let me give you a little prayer. Let me touch you. Let me minister to your life. But oh, it takes more than that. I believe that the church today is not only the disciples that are giving the bread, but we also need to be the bread. We also need to be the one that allow ourselves to be broken before Him. Because when we allow ourselves to be broken, there is no way for pride to get in the way and destroy us. There is no way for humility to not overcome us. Because when we're broken before Him, then we are humbled before Him. And we allow Him to do with us what He will. You know, some of the fragments, the Bible says, ended up on the ground. They went around and they gathered the fragments of bread off of the ground. Wait a minute. I don't want to be left on the ground. I don't want to be a leftover. But you know what? When you're truly broken before the Lord, it doesn't matter how He uses you. It doesn't matter when He uses you. It doesn't matter where He uses you. You'll go to the nursing home. You'll go to the hospital. You'll go to the streets. You'll go to your neighbor. You'll go to your friend, your loved one, anybody, it doesn't matter. Because we are blessed to be broken tonight. It's not enough just to receive the blessings, and we have those. We have repented of our sins, most of us, been baptized in Jesus' name, most of us, been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, most of us. What a great blessing. I'm so thankful for the blessing. But if I'm truly ever going to affect my world, if I'm truly ever going to do something great for God, I have to allow myself not to only be blessed, but to be broken. I have to pray, not my will, but thine be done. Not my motives, but your motives. Not my ambition, but your ambition. Not my money, but yours. Not my time, but yours. Not my way, but yours, Lord. I must have it your way, not my way. And if we're ever truly going to change our world, we must be broken before the Lord. The Bible says that to this man will I look, even to him that is of a broken and a contrite spirit. We must be broken before him, before we're going to be distributed to this world, before we're going to touch anyone. We must be broken, just as Jesus gave us the greatest example. He must be lifted up. He must die. He must bleed. He must be broken before anything was atoned. I know you're not shouting tonight, but that's all right. Because brokenness is not in the shout. Brokenness is not in the fast song. Brokenness is not found there. Brokenness is found at the altar. Brokenness is found on a hillside with a ram in your hand and a knife in the other. Brokenness is found when you are ready to surrender everything in your life. As Abraham climbed the mountain with his son, with the command in his ears to give his son, his only son, Isaac, upon the altar. He took him up the side, and Isaac looked around and he said, "Wait a minute, Daddy, where's the lamb? Where's the sacrifice?" And he spoke in faith and he said, "God will provide a sacrifice." But what he was willing to do is he was willing to give it all. And tonight, this is not a prosperity message. This is not a blessing message. But this is a breaking message. Because when I'm broken, it's hard for me to be offended. When I am broken, it's hard for me to fuss in a fight. When I am broken, my thoughts process is all upon who can I feed? Who can I give myself to today? Who can I touch today? When I'm broken, I'm not looking for position. I'm not looking for a spotlight. I'm not looking for a place. But when I'm broken, I say, "Lord, do with me what you will. If I end up on the ground, it's all right. If I'm just a remnant, that's all right. But at least I was blessed. At least I was broken. At least I was given." Because the power is not in the blessing. The power is in the breaking. He has called us to give ourselves. He has called us, yes, to receive the blessing, of course. But He has mainly called us to surrender, to be broken. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." If it doesn't die, if it stays all in one pretty piece, it just takes the blessing and it sits there. Have you ever seen on the tables around Thanksgiving where they have the horn of plenty sitting out there and they have all the fake fruit and the fake vegetables and the bread that's been glazed over? I've seen it. Oh, it's a blessing to look at. It looks good. But there's nothing there to eat. There's nothing there to receive. There's nothing there that will change you. It's just a decoration. Oh, in a church that all it has is good music. A church that all it has is good preaching. A church that all it has is a beautiful sanctuary. A church that all it has is good looking people that sit on beautiful pews and enjoy the atmosphere is only for looks. There's nothing there to feed the hungry. There's nothing there to change the masses. Oh, but because the power is not in the blessing, but the power is in the breaking. I must give myself. I must break myself. I must surrender to His hand. The Bible says in Matthew 10:39, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Surrender yourself, your time, your money, your effort, everything. Let Him bless it. Let Him break it. Let Him give it. We're living in a world that is hungry. They don't even know what they're hungry for. They're looking in the bars tonight. They're looking down in the drug house. They're looking for the next high. They're looking to put something in their arm that will make them forget about yesterday and make tomorrow easier to stand. Oh, but I'm telling you that we live in a city tonight that is fraught with sin, that is fraught with oppression, that is fraught with depression, that the enemy has got his grips on. And the only way that this church is ever going to make a difference ourselves to the Lord and allow Him to change us. Oh, we sit by with our smug little looks and we say, hey, I've got it all together. I can do it myself. I can do it my way. But oh, I'm telling you, we've got to be broken before the Lord. The power is not in the blessing, but the power is in the breaking. Oh, can we bow our heads right now? The Lord's doing something. Oh, I need some prayer warriors to find a place to pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I surrender myself, oh Lord. I surrender to be broken. Oh, God. Oh, I'm not satisfied with the blessing tonight. I'm not satisfied with the shout. I'm not satisfied with the music. I'm not satisfied with the preaching. I'm not satisfied with my daily walk. But oh, I want You to break me. Oh, because I know that when You break me, Lord, there's power.
You've been listening to a message from the audio library of the Oak Park Church, 1920 Chester Boulevard in Richmond, Indiana. For more information concerning other messages in our audio library or for service times, please feel free to give us a call at area code 765-962-3693. That's area code 765-962-3693.